ignorant. This is ignorant. Therefore, Jnana and Vairagya is stressed here. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, our original father, Aham Bijapada Pita, he is not very happy to see that we are struggling very hard within this material world for sense gratification. Only our objective is sense gratification. Therefore, he comes out of company. Jada-jada hi dharma-sraknani bhavat. As soon as people forget the principles of religion, dharma-sraknani bhavat, abhuthanam adharmasyam, as soon as people become irreligious, as soon as the people become without any religion, the irreligious principles flourish. Abhuthanam adharmasyam, nadatmanam sijamaham. At that time, Krishna, God comes. Paritrana sadhuna. Vinashaya cha duskitam. Now this Vinashaya and Paritranaya, both contradictory. He is killing the demons and is giving protection to the devotees. But the result is one. The killing devotees means they are also being promoted to the spiritual world. Anyone who is killed by God, Krishna, he immediately gets liberation from material bondage. Therefore, Krishna's killing and Krishna's petting, there is no difference. Ardha idea. That is same. So, Krishna comes when there is discrepancies in the religious principle. He comes down. In this age, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna directly ordered the Sarvadharman Paritajamame Kasaranam. But we could not take it. Very nice. Avajananti Mahamura, even a great philosopher, he says that this is too much. Krishna, why Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityajya? He says sophist. But actually that is not a fact. Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, he has the right to ask like that. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam sarva-dharmān. That he is asking. Just like father can ask, can oblige, can ask very strongly his son, you must do it. But it is up to the son to do it or not to do it. That is always there. Similarly, Krishna says that you have created so many religions. But the real religion is sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sarvam. The other day some gentleman was asking me, why there are so many religions? The reply is that so many, that religion is one. God is one. Religion is one. Because religion means the course, the law given by God. So, this law is this. The sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sarvam. So, therefore religion is one. But because we are disobedient to the orders of God, or Krishna, we have manufactured so many religions. So they are not actually religion. They are concoction, a kind of faith that will not help us. Therefore, we have already explained. Samai pungsaṁ paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaje. Again, the same thing is repeated. Vāsudevi bhagavati bhakti yuga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jñānam ca dahitukam. Therefore, we should take this principle. Bhakti Yoga, Vasudeva, Krishna. Vasudeva means Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya appeared. He is Krishna, but he appeared as a devotee. Krishna, when he saw that I ordered the world to give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto me, but they could not take it properly, they misunderstood. Therefore he came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee. Bhakta rupam bhakti akhyam namami bhakta shakti kam. He came as a devotee. Because Krishna, appearing as a devotee and teaching us how to approach Krishna. That is Lord Chaitanya's vision. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sanga pangas parsadam jagai sankirtanai praye jajanti hi sumedas. This is the definition given in the Vedic literature, that in this age, Kali Yuga, Krishna Varnam Tishakus. Krishna Varnam means either you say he is always describing Krishna Varnayati, always describing Krishna, or he belongs to the same category. Varna means category. Vipra Varna, Shudra Varna, like that. So Krishna Varna, Tisha, but he is Krishna himself. Always describing Krishna. And Tisha Krishna, but his bodily complexion is not like Krishna. It is yellowish. That is also mentioned in the Shastra. Idanim Krishnatang, Shukla Rakta Sathapita, Idanim Krishnatangata. Gargamani, when he made horoscope of Krishna at Nanda Maharaj's house, he said, Nanda Maharaj, your this son formerly was sometimes white, and sometimes red, sometimes yellow. And now he has appeared as black. Shukla rakta satha pita idanim krishna tanga. So this pita color is Chaitanya, or Krishna. He is Krishna, but his fair complexion, that is also mentioned in the Shastra. This sloka has been very nicely explained by Jiva Goswami. So we follow the footsteps of Jiva Goswami. So this verse recommends that in this age, Kalo Sankirtanai Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedas. This form of God, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing with his associates, Sanga Pangasa Parsadam, he has got his associates, four associates, including himself, five. Panchatattatmakam Krishnam. Panchatatt. He is associated with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar, and Shiva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Shadi Gaur. So, therefore our method is Bhakti Yoga. Everything is Bhakti Yoga. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoga. The Bhakti Yoga through Lord Chaitanya. Because Krishna himself is teaching how to approach him by Bhakti Yoga. So, if we follow the path of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it is very easy. Very easy, because the master himself teaching. how to approach the master. Just like a teacher takes the pen from the student and he starts, hold it, do like this. This is a. So, the master is not student, that he is writing ABCD, but he is teaching the student, write ABCD like. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the master, Krishna himself. That was detected by Sri Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayat Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratisi Namo. He could understand when he first met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag. He said, sir, you are Mahavadana. You are so magnanimous. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayat. You are distributing Krishna Prema. Love for Krishna. Which is very, very difficult. Krishna says, Manushanam Sarsi Sukasti Jatit. Nobody can understand Krishna. And what to speak of Krishna Prema? It is very, very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this Krishna Prema just like anything. Take Krishna Prema. Factually, you see, because this Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed on the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how easily and quickly these European American boys are taking it. Because through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has become possible. Krishna Prema Pradaya. By simply chanting his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhaktavinoda, a quick entrance in the Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradaya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described by Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. Krishna! And they could detect also, Rupa Goswami, that you are no other than Krishna. Otherwise, who could give Krishna prem so easily? If Krishna himself can give it, so you are giving it. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never he disclosed himself that he is Krishna himself, although he was detected many times by his expert devotees like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, but he never said that I am Krishna. He never said. Sometimes in Vrindavan, Vrindavan residents, they came to eulogize him that, sir, you are Krishna. We can understand. So he closed his ears like this. Don't say that. It is great offense to speak a common man as Krishna. Yes. So this is a teaching of Lord Chaitanya. That to accept Krishna as ordinary man is also offense. And similarly, to accept an ordinary man as Krishna or God, that is also offense. He taught us that. That is going on nowadays. Any common man, he is declaring himself that I am God, and people are accepting. These are facts. We should understand who is actually Krishna from the direction of this Shastra. Not that any bogus man comes before us and declares himself that I am Krishna and God and we shall accept. This is not good. But at the present moment, there is no protection of the ruler. Everyone can go on like everything. There is no check. But this was not possible when there were Kshatriya kings in this country, in Bharatvarsha. Nobody could pretend as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Krishna's time also, one king, he pretended himself that I am Vasudev. So he was killed by Krishna. That is another story. So our process, as recommended by Śrīla Gosvāmī, that Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayo. We should render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. Then this process will elevate us. Janayati Asu. Asu means very soon, without delay. Asu Vairagyam, that is equal. Vairagya, we must be detestful of this material world. We should not be very much optimistic, pessimistic. But when you are spiritually advanced, then there is no difference between this material world and spiritual world. That is another state. But in the beginning, we should be detestful. Param dishta nivartata. We should try to find out the better position of spiritual life. If we entangle ourselves with this materialistic way of life, we can gratify our senses for the time being. But that will not help us. The Śāstra condemns this kind of sense gratification is there in the life of dogs and hogs. So we should not waste our time simplifying sense gratification like dogs and hogs. We should take to the principles of Bhakti Yoga and make our life successful by developing real knowledge, jnana, and become detached to this material world. So next verse is saying,